So if it's not going to be a monthly average, that concession shouldn't be made. But again, we're happy to make, not happy, but we are willing to make the concession for this 1 year if that if the cap is kept at an annual average.
Got
So
it.
do
Yeah.
okay.
I see more heads nodding, David. I see Gina. So it's kind of, I mean, this is, we are in the same place we are last year. This was your ground zero. Your ground zero. And what we did was we changed it to monthly.
You did this year. Well,
Yeah,
your staff has
this,
recommended.
yeah,
Yes.
right. So, yep. Do you guys want to go
So, I
back
mean, right now
out
you
or
guys
do
both
my
have a pound of flesh missing.
So,
Both of you. You understand
yeah,
that?
we can go outside.
Okay, all
Okay, I
right.
appreciate that. If you cannot, you cannot. But I no, you should.
I don't think there's gonna be too much ground covered.
You guys got it. You have the language. You're just trying to figure out the language of what you already discussed. You just
Well,
said.
yeah, except that somebody's not good. Well, it
Yeah.
may be the difference between a contested
No.
case and.
And I don't think there's gonna be both happy parties here.
Okay.
It's either gonna be an annual or a monthly. My main point was that a concession was asked of us
Yes.
in exchange for an annual average set. So we made that concession in the hopes that that deal would be honored.
Right.
No, I think you made a lot of
Right.
concessions,
So,
so thank you.
if we did not, if we didn't make the concession of the annual, then you would take out the 1 million.
I don't think that's like even exchange, but those are the terms in which
Okay.
that concession was
Exchange.
All
Okay,
right.
fair enough. So I leave that up to you, Kaiv, if you want to move forward with the motion, or David, you guys want to try to go outside.
Chair, I'm inclined to give them 5 minutes, just, but then I know you say no, but I mean, if he's ready to roll for 5 minutes, what's 5 minutes?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're gonna put this item D9 in
Recess.
recess. I'm gonna take item D14 right now. I was assured that this was gonna be very quick. Thank you everybody for your patience. D14. Kevin, go ahead.
Ian, you and Miranda are.
Good afternoon, Chair, Board members. Kevin Moore, Land Division. D14 hopefully is a softball in comparison.
Please.
This is a request for a right of entry permit to Wrecking Leo Productions LLC at Duke Ahanamoku Beach for filming purposes. And it will be for 2 days during the week of January 13 to 17, 2025. They're going to use about 400 square feet for prep and 12,500 square feet to shoot and strike. The rent charge will be about $1,290. We put some conditions in the permit. One of them is to ensure that the public is not excluded from the site except during actual filming. Otherwise, they can transit the area. And because we have the existing weekly fireworks ROE at the same location, the party's fireworks permittee and this permittee are coordinating so that they don't interfere with each other.
Are we going to be seeing more film permits in lieu of? Okay. All right. Okay.
How many millions of gallons of water per day?
He doesn't need any.
All right. With that being said, I know, Donnie, did you want to add anything?
All I can say is call them mine. The reason we're here is at advice of staff, and thank you, Kevin. We have a 40-year-old film permitting process that is sanctioned by DLNR that is specifically to keep us from the land board having to take time, your valuable time, to discuss film permits as opposed to much more urgent issues. So I just wanted to say that this is a pretty straightforward request. The vendors are going, I mean, the parties with the ROE, the fireworks vendors are going to be talking with our production. The location manager, Timmy Chin, is here, a longtime veteran location manager, and they can answer any specific questions that you have. But this should be very straightforward, and they will be in and out of there quite quickly.
Board members, any questions?
Member Cantor will support if you get Jason Momoa to hug her, she said. Cantor.
Oh, hey. Just say yes.
Merry
yes.
Christmas.
Can do.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
This is a Jason Momoa film production.
So Donnie, does this mean that in the future are you you have not normally come to us?
No, I think Barry is on the line, but it was recommended because of the close proximity to the fireworks vendor, which already has an established ROE through the land board. And I think it was just in an effort to make sure that there wouldn't be any challenges. The last time we came before you, as you remember, was for the Pokemon right. drone thing, which was, you know, went without a hitch. This is really straightforward. I know Tricia is on the call and she can answer any questions, but it's the intention is not to come before the land board, specifically because at the speed at which film productions need to move, we cannot hold back for other more pressing issues. And that's why we have a longstanding film permit program that is in statute that allows us, based on the memorandum of agreement that we have with DLNR, to facilitate these approvals in a shorter time period.
So can I ask Kevin, why is this one coming before us?
Yeah, it was, as she mentioned, because of the fireworks display and also just because this is such a high use area.
Mm.
We just wanted to make sure that we know these are issues.
But in the future, will they be coming back to us for other film permits?
It depends on the location. Okay. So mostly we do permits all the time for them,
right.
but don't come before the board.
Yep.
So that's a discretion exercise by the land division when you come to the board versus when you just do it yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, if it's in a conservation district or something like
you're
that, right?
Come
I hope
in,
to
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
You
yeah, exactly, exactly, exactly.
Yeah. But so, I guess this is sort of the reason why we permit also delegations
yes.
is to facilitate so that we don't have this arbitrary and capricious what comes to the board and what
yes.
doesn't come to the board.
Yes.
Because, yeah, like I said, this was an unusual situation that this came to us.
Yep.
So, okay.
Yep.
Jerry?
Yes.
Move to approve. Staff
submittal. Second.
Second. Motion has been moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye. Did Amy leave us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let the record reflect that Amy Barnes is.
Too bad. She would have wanted to.
Yeah.
And then, sure, after this, after Dave, you guys come back in, I got to go.
Okay.
You still have quorum.
Yep. I'm going to move forward. Okay. Thank you. So,
thank you.
Call
thank
the
you.
Vote.
Thank
all
you.
In favor, say aye.
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 Okay.
We did take the vote.
Okay.
It was 16.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure
so the motion you. Passes unanimously.
Mahalo.
Thank you. Please give your, take care now. Give your
okay.
mom our bill.
Mahalo. I will.
Okay. We're now going to go back on the agenda. We're going to go back to item D8. No. They don't look like they're ready to come back in. So we'll do D8.
D7.
The so called
D7, we're doing D7. So okay, we're going to do D7.
For example, if the issue of right of entry to other people.
So, Andrew, are you doing a brief presentation for staff?
I think Ian's going to present.
Okay, Ian? Oh, is
it?
Ian is outside.
Don't even because
Ian
looks
outside. Oh, yeah,
Ian
is outside.
Do you want me to weigh in on E8 first? I mean,
guys are still outside. Do you want to go call them?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, can you?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Do you want all of them or
just Ian? No, I mean, I think we should weigh in on Ian. I got to go, that's why. So if you guys are.
You got to do this one too.
No, I don't. I got to go.
Well, I have a quorum with 5, but I need to address this one because their permit is going to expire.
Thank you for waiting.
How many millions of gallons of water did Bonneaba win?
Nothing. It's just wind.
I gotta ask.
That's free.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I gotta go. So I'll leave it up to the board to decide then.
All right. Thank you very much.
They do all have papers, pens up, all writing stuff.
I tried. I'm
all right,
sorry.
Ian.
Yeah.
On D7.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And do you think the statutory fleeing permit that you mentioned?
And if it's not water, it's wind.
Yeah. It's something.
It's something.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Well, you know, this one, given the time, you know, again, decision making regarding request for holdover by Kaihava Wind Power LLC. Decision making, regarding denial or approval of a 1-year holdover.
Thank you so much. Great work.
GL75731 by Kaihava Wind Power LLC. You know, the submittal is kind of what it is. It's you have kind of two options we've laid out for the board to decide. And at this point, I'll just, if there's any questions, we're, like, you know, we're here to answer. I believe DOFA is here as well. So,
yeah. We've got the applicants. Thank you. Why don't we take the applicant?
Whenever we deal with this, her office.
I think somebody needs to unmute. Needs to mute him. Barry, if you can mute yourself. Come on up.
We have some handouts.
And I'm going to let the record reflect that board member Yoon just stepped out.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the cake.
Yeah.
No. Just had some handouts. Sorry. Shall we? Okay. So just have some initial prepared remarks.
Yeah. Okay. Please go ahead. And if you can introduce yourself.
Of course. Of course. So my name is David Purcell and I represent Kaihava Wind. And aloha Chair Chang, members of the Board of Natural Resources. Thank you for the opportunity to testify today on Kaihava Wind, also known as KWP. I'd also like to thank many of the folks in the room that we partner with on this project, including a number of the folks from Maui that took the time to submit comments and support our holdover request. Today, I'm also joined by several members of our team, including Tony Kaywall, our local development manager, our local counsel, and our staff biologist, Molly Stevenson, who's joining us remotely. To continue delivering on KWP's power purchase agreement with Hawaiian Electric, KWP has requested a 1-year holdover term pursuant to Chapter 171-40. This holdover term request is exclusively an extension of our existing lease to serve our existing PPA under our existing permits. I would like to highlight today two points. First, granting the holdover term is strongly in the public interest. As you know, Maui and Hawaii residents face the highest electricity costs in the United States. Relative to fossil fuels, KWP saves customers up to $10 million per year and delivers energy at a fixed price, which contributes to bill stability. Furthermore, KWP is an essential resource for grid reliability. Hawaiian Electric has issued testimony highlighting that, quote, the loss of this generation would significantly increase the potential for shortfalls. The Hawaii State Energy Office has highlighted that several of Maui's fossil fuel units are facing retirement and stated, quote, KWP One is essential to fill in for this lost power. Maui has also seen the majority of proposed energy projects fail to reach commercial operation, further highlighting the importance of existing generators. Second, KWP is fully permitted over the holdover term, and the board has the clear authority to approve a 1-year holdover. As you can see in some of the kind of handouts we prepared here, the time period requested in the holdover lease, which I have on a timeline just kind of at the very, very back of this small packet, is fully within the period covered by our habitat conservation plan and related incidental take permits and the Chapter 343 analysis already completed for the project. The project also holds a valid conservation district use permit. You may also know KWP is proud to deliver a habitat conservation plan, which delivers a net conservation benefit to 4 covered species, including the Opeopea or the Hawaiian hoary bat, the nene, the Hawaiian petrel, and the Newell's shearwater. Through mitigation activities conducted over the last 18 years, KWP has delivered a net benefit to the Hawaiian hoary bat, the petrel, and Newell's shearwater. For the nene, mitigation has resulted in approximately 81 fledged nene goslings, which has resulted in 45.68 credits. Throughout 2024, we've been working closely with DOFA to significantly increase our mitigation efforts for the nene to fully offset the impact of the 60 nene we are permitted for, and we expect these actions to quickly catch us up to the net conservation benefit standard. We're committed as an organization to achieving that. We're deeply proud to serve the residents of Maui and ask for your support to approve a holdover term for the project. Mahalo for the opportunity to testify, and I'm happy to take questions.
Thank you very much. And board members, do you have any?
I have, I guess, yes. One question on the background. There's a reference on the assignment of the lease, and the reference was that, in this case, KWP upstream ownership has changed twice. Can you relate to me what that refers to?
I can only point to the comments of the Attorney General, whose decision, as I understand it, is that no assignment occurred. And our counsel could potentially address that for the way out.
I think Member Char's question was about the change in ownership, and if you could talk about those sales.
Yeah, as it pertains to the lease, my understanding is the Attorney General decided that an assignment didn't occur.
I'm Dean Yamamoto, counsel for KDPP. Is your question whether an assignment under the lease was triggered, or who were the owners previously?
I guess both questions. If one, was there a change in ownership? So, and the reference was upstream ownership has changed twice. I don't know what that means.
Sure. So I can explain that. The original developer structured the ownership of the project through several tiers of ownership. So there's a project entity which owns the project, and then there are several entities in between that and the original project owner and the original developer. ownership at that level, at the upper tier, changed to the point where now Terraform Power owns owns that upper tier entity. Ownership of the project entity never changed. The lease has a provision in it that prohibits assignment of the lease itself, or of a certain percentage, a threshold percentage of the ownership in the entity that owns the lease. None of that ever occurred. So
are you saying that the lease is owned by one corporation, but the owner of that corporation has changed over time?
The owner has changed.
And so in the future, has that been rectified, or is the parent company still subject to being changed?
I don't believe Terraform has any intention of selling the product, changing ownership. But the way the lease has been structured was structured at the outset when the lease was originally negotiated. It provided that lease assignments occur only if the lease itself, the lease contract is assigned, or certain types of ownership changes within the entity that holds the lease change. So
when was this done? When were the two prior?
I refer to my notes, unfortunately, if you don't mind. It was
a number of years ago.
It was a number of years ago, yeah. Say 10 years ago or so.
Yeah, roughly.
Vernon, the AG's office is here, so we can, if we need to.
We've discussed this with the AG's office on several occasions, and they've made a determination that no assignment of lease has occurred as defined in the lease.
Okay. I guess the issue may come up again when they come in for a new 20-year lease.
Yes. Well, it will be a different issue then, because it will be a completely new lease. It won't be related to this present lease. I can explain a little bit more if I can just pull up the original lease really quick. Hold on, I'm almost there.
Okay, that's okay. I mean, I think the necessity is to permit the holdover because of the nature of electric power. There can't be a hiatus, but I would assume that this is just a temporary one-year situation, and that the matter, if there is a opportunity in the future that, you know, you can set up six tiers of corporations and play games, changing the ownership, but not that particular one that owns the lease, and that will be reviewed at another time.
Yes. So the general lease that was for the past 20 years had outdated language about if the lessee is a partnership, joint venture, or corporation, and other language similar to that. And the sale that occurred it was way above even grandparent LLC. Yeah. And then two, it wasn't one of those specific heads of entities. So, but the standard terms and conditions of general leases have been updated to better reflect today's litany of LLCs that can all work together, because I don't think the same type of situations was happening.
I understand. Ago. Okay.
So it might be helpful too, David, if you can explain what happens after the holdover, so that we can take this in context, that the holdover is for 1 year, but what are you contemplating after the holdover?
Sure, Chair. So what happens after the holdover is we hope to come before the board to request a new 20-year lease. We're not sure if we'll get that opportunity. We're currently negotiating a power purchase agreement with Hawaiian Electric. The latest guidance we have for them is they think that will be ready for execution by roughly the end of January. That timing could change. There's an interconnection study that's also being done that influences that, that has to go before the Public Utilities Commission and be approved. The project is going through a new 343 analysis. So it's all perspective. And of course, we're hopeful that we have the opportunity to come before you and request a new lease. But at this time, you know, we're just here for the holdover.
I would like the board to appreciate and understand the holdover is to ensure uninterrupted service pending the long-term lease that you're trying to, or the long-term, the purchase power agreement with HECO, MECO that you're trying to negotiate, so that there will be a new lease and a whole new lease terms that may come before the board for their approval, including compliance with Chapter 343, that you are currently doing a whole new environmental document, as well as, because your HCP, your habitat conservation plan, will expire within a year. So you are going to be required to still come into us with a new approved HCP.
That's
even
right.
For that.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. And we're actively at work with DOFA on that now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chair, can I?
Yes.
Okay. I know this is just for holdover on the lease, but in the report, staff notes that the mitigation obligations under DOFA for the NANI mitigation has not been reported. Is that true? Any of the other protected species.
Was the question reported?
Yes. Behind on your mitigation obligations.
Yeah, behind on the mitigation for Nene. The mitigation's reported annually in a report that's published
with
DOFA.
How long before you can actually meet that?
It's a good question. So as kind of was discussed, I think, in the submittal and in our submittal, you'll see we've met or exceeded our mitigation for three of the four covered species. For the Nene, we're a bit behind on credits. And so we've made some changes within our organization and then with the activities that we're doing to adaptively manage, work with DOFA, and increase the mitigation that we're doing. One example is we're enhancing what we're doing already at Haleakala Ranch, where we have a Nene pen. But we're also working with DOFA to institute a new Nene pen on Molokai. And so there's going to be a translocation effort involved in that. There's a nature element to, you know, raising Nene, but we're kind of actively working with DOFA to expedite, increasing Nene propagation.
And the same thing with the other species?
Yeah, so the other species, we've met our mitigation obligations through the holdover term. Yeah, yeah.
And Karen, we also have Jason from DOFA, if you have any specific questions.
Only why I bring that up is because, you know, like on Kauai, we can't even play football nighttime because of the sheer water. So, I mean, the sheer water is really important.
Yeah.
So I don't know where you are on the sheer water.
Yeah, the shear water, I think actually, I don't know that there's actually never been a take observed of the shear water. But we do mitigate for it. Yeah.
Board members, any other questions?
This has just been a really long day.
I agree.
And I'm only here, we're here to make a decision on the holdover.
Holdover.
Period. We're not talking ITO, we're not talking ITO, we're not talking all of that.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You got it. You got it. Well, no, don't be sorry. You got it.
Chair, can I just mention one more thing?
Yep.
I'm sorry, just kind
If you
of
can
a point
introduce
thing.
yourself too.
I'm sorry, I'm Jody Yamamoto, also counsel for KWP. Understand it's been a really long day and you guys are obviously very, very busy folks. With respect to the action item moving forward, right? Just to clarify that what you know our position is that we would really appreciate if you would approve the 1-year holdover and also recognize the fact that the Chapter 343 documents that already exist, which is the 1999 EIS that was done, as well as the 2004 VA, already cover our 343 obligations. So you don't need to look at an exemption or anything else because it's already covered. And the reason why that is at the time the 1999 EIS was formed, a 25-year lease was contemplated and a 25-year PPA was contemplated when we only did a 20-year. So we have plenty of extra time. And you'll see in that third page of the chart of the handout that the EIS already covers the whole period. So what we would request is that the action recognize the fact that Chapter 343 compliance is already done. So you don't need to look to some kind of an exemption. We just wanted to point that out. Thank you.
Chair, I have a question for Ian.
Ian had thoughts of
Ian went out the door again.
We have Kevin, Lauren, and Russell, as well as Andrew.
Find somebody else in
There's
the
land
room.
division.
What's
your
the
question?
subject? So what's the subject?
Well, my question is, when the motion is made, so I'm looking at page 9 of the submittal. Must I choose between the actions either 1, 2, or can I select 3 on the next
You
page?
mean, can you make?
Yeah,
You can make any kind
You
of
can make
motion you
any
want.
one.
But I want to keep it clean, stick to the black and white. So, any one of you three lovelies over there?
Yeah,
Well, I
okay.
think.
Can I ask a clarifying question, please? If you go with number 3, are you going with the assumption that the current 343 stands and is applicable for the holdover? Is that the intent?
That
That's
was
for
a
the
little.
holdover, though,
Yeah,
not
only
only
for
for the
the holdover.
holdover.
Yes. Is that what?
Because
That's the
that's
question.
yeah, that's how you've drafted it.
Okay.
It's,
That's
yeah.
that. But that. No, I wasn't sure
Yes.
that.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
our
Yeah.
intent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's our intent.
That might be.
Russell said that's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Only
Yes.
for. Yes.
For the
Well, only for the
holdover.
holdover.
Only
The
for.
three
Yeah.
four three is only for the current 343.
Yeah.
It's only for the
But you still
Oh.
have to do whether it's
No.
2A or 2B.
Yeah.
The language is a little tricky.
So if I could just
Yeah.
clarify
I
and build on
don't
my point, I'm so sorry. So if you look at, obviously we don't like number 1, right? Because that's just a flat out denial. For number 2 and number 3, you're moving forward with a holdover lease, relies on the fact that you're granting an exemption for 343.
That's it.
So as I was trying to explain before, the 343 analysis has already been done by the 1999 EIS and the 2004 EA. So our position is that we don't need an exemption.
So that
Okay.
so your position is number 3, that it is
Mm-hmm.
currently compliant with Chapter
Kind
343.
of, right, except number 3 says that the holdover shall be conditional upon KWP being compliant. Our point is we're compliant.
Yeah.
So our language from our page 9 of our testimony
Sure.
says KWP respectfully requests that the board approve 1, the holdover term, and 2, HR's Chapter 343 compliance based upon coverage of any potential environmental impacts associated with the holdover term under the existing 1999 EIS and 2004 EA, for the project. In other words, we're done, right? Just the holdover. And of course, for the new lease, we're going to do the new EIS and all of that. Yeah, so that's our position, and that would be our request.
But I think Board Member Kanto, did you want to request a contested case? I mean, just to make sure you're staying awake. Yeah. Did you want to request an executive session?
Yes.
Do you want to make a motion?
Consultation from.
Okay.
Miranda.
Danica. It's a long day.
We've been calling Miranda all day.
Okay, do you want to? So, are you making a motion to go into executive session?
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Okay, motion has been moved and seconded to go into executive session. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay, we're going to go into executive session.
Sorry. Thank you.
With that, on item D9, are you guys ready, David? Grant, are you guys, you have something you're going to come back to us with?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Back in session, we just met with, we were in executive session with the attorney, with our legal counsel to talk about our duties, privileges, and liabilities as board members in relationship to item D7, the holdover request, the holdover for general lease S5731. Okay, we are back in open session. Board members, I think board member Kanto, you have the floor.
I do. Thank you everyone for your patience. So I'll be making a motion to approve the 1 year holdover. And I'd like to reference under actions with the board, under actions, this board is proposing to B as in boy, only a year. I mean, you have the language. Do they have the language?
Yeah, I think we should read it. So it, if you want to, well, I think.
Sure.
Okay, I think it, just for the record.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So 2B, declare that the project may have a significant impact on the environment, but that by incorporating the information in the previously accepted final EIS, final EA, FONSI, and HCP documents, that the board is sufficiently informed on the environmental impacts of the 1 year holdover, and that the impacts on the environment are the same as disclosed in the previous documents and can therefore be considered exempt from the preparation of a new EA for EIS
for the 1 year term.
For the 1 year term. All right, page 10 for the board. Item number 3, grant KWP a 1 year holdover of general lease number S as in Sam 5731 for the period of February 1, 2025 to January 31, 2026. The holdover shall be conditional upon KWP being compliant with Chapter 343 HRS and the terms of GL 5731. Under the terms and conditions cited above, which are by this reference incorporated herein and further subject to the following. Does it include ABC in there? The standard terms and conditions of the more current holdover of lease form as may be amended from time to time. B as in boy, review and approval by the Department of the Attorney General, and C, such other terms and conditions as may prescribe by the chairperson to best serve the interests of the state. Item number 4, add a condition to the holdover agreement that requires KWP lessee to completely remove all improvements at the end of the term or upon earlier termination, including but not limited to all wind turbine foundations with no depth limitation, and posting a removal bond, lessee shall pay all costs incurred by lessor to remove said improvements, including any cost to procure a consultant to estimate the cost of removal. Period.
So I just want to clarify. So when in condition 3, the holdover shall be conditional upon KWP being compliant with Chapter 343, that under 2B, the board has declared that the project, relying upon all the previous environmental documents, the board is saying that the environmental impacts for the 1 year holdover have been sufficiently addressed in the previous documents. Therefore, it is we are saying that it's exempt during the holdover period.
Yes, so essentially 2B covers that clause right, under 3 that says okay. Subject to compliance with 3/4.
And then condition number 4, the holdover agreement requires, in the event that they get a new lease, can they keep the turbines on?
Yes.
Okay.
So I think that would only be triggered if they were leaving the property, but if they end up getting a new 20-year lease before the expiration of the holdover, then obviously they don't have to remove them and put them back.
Because it's not so obvious in the okay, in the submittal. Yeah. So it is
Russell.
So it's only so
about the intent.
Okay. All right. So it's only removal if you do not get the lease after the holdover period.
Chair, may I make one simple request with respect to removal? So there's a comment in here with no depth limitation. And I wanted to ask if the board would be amenable to that reading with no depth limitation other than a depth that the board may prescribe. And the reason that I mentioned that, so our existing lease talks about 2 feet below. That's what every other wind lease in the state of Hawaii talks about. We're concerned from an environmental perspective that it may be, you know, much more destructive to actually remove the entire foundation pedestal. It's typically customary to bring it below grade. Removal of the entire pedestal may require substantially more excavation of that foundation, which would be much more disturbance to the land and potentially more fill that needs to be brought in. And I think that should be considered in terms of what's in the best interest of the state. And so I wanted to propose that, you know, this was worded with no depth limitation, you know, or other such depth as the board may prescribe.
So does the footnote 10 with reference to the 2 feet, are you saying if it exceeds that, that you're going to go back to the board and seek a modification?
I mean, we would prefer it to just reference what references our current lease, which is 2 feet, okay, and every other wind lease in the state of Hawaii.
Is that to her from Russell?
The intent was to have taking new books, because this is conservation land. I can hear that back in 2006, there were reasons why
they didn't understand that. Can they?
We're asking that today. We're asking that today that you ask put a condition in there for complete removal. Again, considering this is conservation land, if we're not going to have a wind farm there, then I think it should be removed and restored.
I think that's a fair condition, unless you can prove environmentally, both environmentally and archaeologically.
And that's what we want the opportunity to do, because we appreciate that, Russell. We're just concerned that actually might be much more destructive to go in and excavate these foundations than to do what's more of an industry standard and bring them below grade and fill on top. And we feel like, you know, the board should have that opportunity to make that judgment.
The board can always explain that if that becomes an issue later. Mm-hmm. Again,
so my understanding is, in the event that there is a new lease, that removal can be negotiated as part of a condition of a new lease. This is only for purposes of the holdover, and should they not get a lease, then they would be required to remove. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Of course, the new lease, they can expect something similar.
Right. Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. Okay. Is that amenable? I mean, this would only apply in the event that you don't get a new lease and that you'd have to remove.
Yeah, I understand, Chair. I mean, here today, we're only to talk about the holdover. And there's a lot, we talked about how many projects, the vast majority have never reached initial operation in Maui, right? So there's plenty of risk on our project as well. And so we're focused on making sure that the language here works for everyone. And we were concerned that the way that this was written may be more environmentally destructive than an alternative. And that's what we've wished to have the board weigh in the future. And so as it's written right now, no, I'd ask that there be an amendment there.
And the amendment being to specifically reference what are you proposing to amend?
Either to refer simply to the conditions of the existing lease or to give the board the opportunity to, you know, have us come back and decide what you think is appropriate, whether that's total, you know, removal with no depth limitation as has been proposed by land or something else.
Because I do understand, I mean, we have many situations where we've got infrastructure abandoned and we end up having to be responsible for that. Russ, are you okay with having it at the discretion of the board?
No, but I guess the question is a matter of timing, isn't it? Because if you're requiring a bond for removal that would be issued today,
right?
And it can't be dependent upon what's going to be removed and what's not going to be removed.
The intent was to have it completely removed.
Yeah, I think we
provision, and if that provision would be
Okay, so I think clearly we can make that determination, but for the purposes of the bond, you know, that has to be something finite. It can't be
understood. Yeah, and we're okay with that. Yeah, okay. We just want to make sure that, you know, the board has the ability to make that determination, because we think it may be more in the public interest.
The termination will be just coming back to the board.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to only take one more comment because I'm going to bring the other item back.
Just for clarification for you folks on the environmental side, the removal will require them to work with OCCL. So they will need some kind of approval from them. So that will be covered in that.
Okay. And they'll probably need a coordination with SHPD as well. So, okay. So applicable all of the standard terms and conditions. Okay, with that being said.
So I second the motion.
Okay. So I'm going to close, so we're going to move on with the motion, okay? So a motion has been moved and seconded. So all board members, I've got five board members.
Yeah.
I'm going to call for the motion. All in favor of the motion, please say aye or raise your hand. Aye. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Motion passes unanimously with five votes. Thank you very much.
Gotcha.
Good luck.
Thank you very much. I'm now going to go back on and take item D9.
Reconvening from recess.
Reconvening.
Recess is done.
Recess is done. Recess is okay. D9.
There's Danica. Hi, Danica.
You've been all over the place.
I know.
Okay, so we're going to go straight to the recommendation starting.
Very good. Thank you. Yes, no, go ahead.
Page 13, we'll go to 14. So just real quick, there was consensus reached on some things, not others, but I can give you maybe a summary of where there's a different. I'm going to give you the two options and, you know, board can decide. So start recommendation 6 to read as follows. The County of Maui shall coordinate with an interim committee to discuss water usage in the areas where the streams that water may be diverted from under this revocable permit are located. The committee shall consist of and I'm going to delete 8 members.
Okay.
Representing, so 8 members, comma, representing. EMI Mahipono, Farm Bureau, Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Native Hawaiian Legal Corporation, the Haiku Community Association, the Sierra Club, Moku Aupuni Oko'olauhui, and the County of Maui, indeed, Department of Hawaiian Homelands, and the Aha Moku Advisory Committee. And Aha Moku Advisory Committee. And interested members of the Huelo community as determined by the County of Maui. The interim committee shall meet at least monthly. The County of Maui shall be responsible for organizing and scheduling these meetings. Condition 17, Jen, this is a mutual agreement. As a condition of the permittee shall provide no more than 5.25 million MGD averaged monthly to the County of Maui daily, which is the amount the board finds to be reasonable and beneficial allocation of water.
Could you read that one more time?
That amount again?
I'll read it again.
Thank
As
you.
A condition of the permittee shall provide no more than 5.25 MGD averaged monthly to the County of Maui daily, which is the amount the board finds to be the reasonable and beneficial allocation of water.
There's no discussion about in excess if they need more.
So, okay. So I'm going to read you two versions of 18. Okay. One is, I'm going to read A, which is the Mahipono position, and 2, which is the Sierra Club position. Therefore, the total amount of water allocated under this revocable permit shall be the amount of water equal to 3263 gallons per acre per day multiplied by the total amount of planted acreage to be used by the permittee for diversified agriculture and other uses, averaged annually.
Minus,
yeah, less 1 million gallons a day, 1 MGD.
Average annually, yeah. Less 1 million.
1 million gallons, that's the groundwater, okay. Yeah, that Kaivi talked. Yeah.
Yeah, 1 million gallons. And that was the groundwater.
Yeah, 1 MGD. Yeah.
1 MGD, okay.
And 5.25 MGD to the County of Maui Department of Water Supply for the Kamole Treatment Plant and the County of Maui Kula Agricultural Park.
So not 1 so, million? There's no 1 million?
No, 5.25 cumulative.
On a monthly
average. On a monthly average, right. Yes.
That's a monthly average. Yeah.
So basically the Mahi Pono is their allocation is average 3263 average annually minus the 1 MGD. 5.25 to the county for both DWS and Kula Ag on a monthly average.
Okay.
Sierra Club, same thing. Therefore, the total amount of water allocated under this revocable permit shall be the amount of water equal to 3263 gallons per acre per day multiplied by the total amount of planted acreage to be used by the permittee for diversified agriculture and other uses, and 5.25 MGD to the County of Maui Department of Water Supply for the Kamole Treatment Plant and the County of Maui Kula Agricultural Park, all on a monthly average. That's the two.
I don't understand what the difference is
between so one annual.
Once an annual.
Oh, the annual.
Yeah,
the
so, annual. Yeah, so.
Difference.
Yeah, and I'm also, and Maui, sorry. Mahi Pono also wants to note that their position is a concession, not a concession, but a compromise for the purpose of approval.
Because it included the less 1 million,
yeah.
But on yeah. An annual.
Yeah. So,
but for the county, it was on a monthly average.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically 3263 average annually, less 1 MGD, 3263 average monthly, all the county, mm-hmm. Both average monthly for both alternatives. Okay. Yeah.
So both parties shook hands?
Nope. I'm giving you the two options.
That was, they shook hands on 6 and 17.
Yeah, that's...
And,
that's,
and,
yeah,
and yeah. The 18, and there's so nothing I'm, about lining?
I'm giving the board two...
Nothing about lining.
Okay. I got the two options that okay. Were,
whoa.
Were presented.
We got half of 18.
You got half? Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends upon which side you're sitting. Okay. All right. That is...
Yeah.
Well, 18 A or 18 B. The second read.
Okay, so the monthly average yeah. For everything.
Okay.
Okay. That's the...
Okay.
Sorry.
Wait, can you clearly articulate your motion? I'm so sorry.
I didn't...
But I'm stressed. Or are we still on Evie's motion? No, new motion.
New motion.
Okay.
So you're saying
I didn't
write it.
Okay.
Didn't
so write okay. It. So I guess yeah. If you I hate to say as a staff, but so approve staff recommendation as amended, right? Amend condition six.
Six as amended.
As
condition
as stated,
17
yeah.
as amended.
And condition 18.
You're taking the Sierra
yeah.
Clubs.
Yeah.
Different from 18 is actually the county portion.
We settled those when Kaivi was still here, correct? Did
the
we not?
Six,
yeah.
Six and 17. The big issue was 18. It's the
yeah.
Monthly versus
yeah.
Annual.
The only difference in 18 on the second version is just the 5.25 MGD to both County of Maui, Department of Water Supply, and Kula Ag.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be my motion then to accept that verbiage that
okay.
You just read.
Which is
Sierra
the one
Club.
For Sierra
yeah.
Club.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
That
Okay.
I'll second for matter of discussion, but I disagree.
spicy.
No,
you know what, Brenda? You have
it's our birthday.
I love you dearly, but I think I need to reiterate. I need to see. Oh, I don't want to go through Cleavy's notes, but
yeah, I think Pua, the fundamental difference between the two is Mahi Pono wants an annual average because it permit versus Sierra Club wants a monthly average, because I don't think that they're far apart on everything else, but for them there's a fundamental difference, and I guess I see them as the farmers who know the water the best, what they need, So I am more inclined to go with their their annual.
Yeah.
I mean, if I were to comment, I would, if the standard is status quo, then I would go the my point of version of it.
I don't know that the standard is status quo at this point, but I'm sorry, David. I'm gonna just have to slate for it. So my bonus.
So are you withdrawing your motion?
Yes, I am withdrawing.
Your second.
Okay. So I'm sorry, you're
withdrawing my motion. Okay.
The other comment I would make is I would stay out of six completely. I'm assuming that organization will meet and that they will meet with them. But as a condition that we're setting up, it's backwards. The county and the water commission is asked to get coordination. It shouldn't be our order that that they have to meet. And, you know, there's six people. I could name 15 other people. I think we ought to stay out of six completely, but because it's 5:30.
They all agreed on that.
Because it's 5:30, and
including the county, we had the county on the phone as well.
So the county and the authority.
Then I will go along with that in order just to get the motion. But I'm opposed to, you know, getting involved in who sits where.
And we're going to ask for a contested case hearing. Here's a written petition submitted before you vote.
Before our vote?
So we have
before
to, vote. You have to decide
so
this.
So we're not going to get to vote then.
Well, you.
Well, we do.
No, you have to decide the contested case hearing. You might want to move for executive session.
I think, yeah, because this permit is going to expire.
Yep.
Okay. So.
So if it expires, what happens?
So sad, you guys.
Then they can't take any water out of the state's lands. And they stop.
No one gets water.
No one gets what?
Including the county.
Yes.
Including the county. So I would, so you're moving to go into executive session? I mean, you guys are catching a plane shortly. So you're okay? You're okay. All right, do you want to make a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
Wait. So nothing's going to change about us going into executive session. They file a contested case, so we can't vote.
No.
So we have no options, right?
I'd like to hear that from the Attorney General.
Yeah, we can explain in executive session too.
I think we may have other options than
take.
I'd like to hear what those are. So do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor of going into executive session?
We're all
okay. We're going to move into executive session.
given the impasse and the plotting issues.
Okay.
I don't have it.
So I'm going to go back on. I'm going to go back on the record. We are back on the record. We were in executive session, conferring with our counsels on our duties, privileges, and liabilities, specifically in response to the written petition we received for a contested case hearing, filed and delivered to us today by Sierra Club, Kimo Franco, on behalf of Sierra Club. So thank you. I will express my disappointment that we spent 2 hours hoping that the parties would come to some kind of a mutually acceptable agreement. I thought we got pretty close. I think the county, I think the authority, the water authority, and it. I got the impression that people came into that discussion, both in the room and outside, with a lot of genuine desire to seek a resolution. But then we got delivered the contested case. So I am going to make a motion based upon the exigent circumstances that the denial, the granting of the contested case. Well, my motion is going to be to deny the contested case for the following reasons. We have an exigent circumstance. Failure to do the contested case hearing will require us essentially to water will be shut off. For the residents of West Maui, by the Department of Water Department, by traditional customary practices, as well as for reasonable beneficial use by Mahi Pono. I'm making a motion to deny the contested case, essentially for all the reasons that we included in staff submittal D10, which is denial of the petition for contested case hearing filed by Sierra Club on December 18th, 2023 for the same revocable permit. The petition is fairly, I don't think the petition raises any new issues that was previously raised upon which the board just denied today the contested case hearing. So for all the reasons that we denied the contested case hearing as articulated in staff submittal on D10, I am, again, that is the basis for my motion to deny Sierra Club's petition for contested case hearing. Do I need to articulate that or can I just reference agenda item D10? Okay, so that's my motion.
Second.
Motion has been moved and seconded to deny Sierra Club. And let me amend that. Sierra Club and Namoku's oral petition and Sierra Club's written petition for a contested case hearing. A motion
has been made and seconded.
All in favor, board members, there's five of us. Please raise your hand. Motion passes with all five members voting in the affirmative. Thank you very much. So let's go back to item D9.
Thank you, Chair, for that. At this time, I'll be adopting staff submittal, approving staff recommendation as amended by Ian Horikawa's statements, read into the record, and opting for 18A3263 GAD averaged annually.
Less than 1 million?
Yes.
Less than 1 million.
Minus 1 MGD. I'm sorry? Minus 1 MGD.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. I forgot to write that.
Sorry. Minus 1
MGD.
MGD.
GD.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then are you going to adopt the remaining terms of 5.25 to the County of Maui supply for Kamaole?
Yes. Okay. So she was saying that the paragraphs that Ian had just read into the record, adopting those as the amendments.
Okay.
And then opting for, we're calling it 18A, when he read out two options. One was Mahi Pono's preferred language, one was Sierra Club's preferred language.
opting for the Mahipono preferred language.
Board members are all, you understand which one?
Second.
Thank you.
A motion is moved and seconded to approve staff's recommendation, which I'm assuming also includes his recommendation was to amend paragraph 6 as well as paragraph 17 and then paragraph 18 adopting 18A.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to be clear that we are all okay. A motion has been moved and seconded. Board members, all in favor, please raise your hand. Motion passes with 5 affirmative votes. Thank you very much. I think that is the last item on the agenda. It is now 5:50. I thank all of you for staying with us, and I thank board members for being with us this morning. Motion is adjourned. Meeting is adjourned. Oh my gosh.